edition of the pop-up video where Esmeralda and I go head-to-head and battle it. All right, and Skip Skipley is here out of retirement from the last time he was in retirement.
Right.
Yeah.
We discovered he retires between every segment.
That's right. So he will retire in about 6 minutes.
Right.
And then be back. All right, Skip Skipley, shall we begin?
I hope your dad is listening because the first song is Kim Carnes' Betty Davis Eyes.
Gotta be kidding me. Gotta be kidding me. Okay, who's first?
That would be you.
Please oh, me?
Please sing a line from the song.
Sing a line. Oh, my dad will kill me if I don't know all the lyrics. Let's see. She'll hold you. She'll scold you. She'll come up and she'll fold you. She got Betty Davis eyes.
All right, Bob Dylan.
I know. I got the same thing.
That was my Bob Dylan version of, yeah. So, all right.
As well, this is multiple choice. Carney is a nickname for what? A, a carnivore. B, a carnival worker. C, an erotic dream. Or D, an old car.
Carnival worker.
That is correct.
Correct.
I was thinking Carney Wilson. Without the thing,
was the name of a Wilson Phillips character. Like she wasn't real. Okay.
Kim's career started in this new Christie, excuse me, started in the new Christie Minstrels with what fast food chicken king? Kim's career started in the new
Kenny Rogers.
Yes, that is correct. Kenny Rogers.
Okay.
Esmeralda, true or false? Kim sang a part in the 1980s famine relief song We Are the World.
True.
That is correct.
Yeah. Yes, she did.
We'll get a couple in here before we have to break.
Okay.
Going to the extra credit side.
Oh, we're in the extra credit side already?
Yes.
Oh.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
This is a multiple choice. What actress was, what was actress Jean Harlow's nickname? A, Harlow the Harlot. B, Curly Top Temptress. C, the Blonde Bombshells. Or Queen Jean?
Oh, boy.
Actress Gina Harlow's nickname was one of the following. A, Harlow the Harlot. B, Curly Top Temptress. C, the Blonde Bombshell. Or D, Queen Jean.
I'm going to say Blonde Bombshell.
That is correct.
Okay. Because they would never call her a harlot. I mean, come on. All right, we got one more and then we break.
Esmeralda, in what 1962 camp classic does Betty Davis's character taunt her wheelchair-bound sister?
Oh, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane.
That is correct.
Yeah, that movie rules. That movie rules. Okay, there you go. We're tied at three, Esmeralda. Neck and neck on an exciting edition of Pop-Up Video. Now, Skip Skipley is retiring right now. He's trying to drive to Florida. So we have to take
parties are real fast.
We have to take a break. The news is up next, and then we'll finish up Pop-Up Video with Skip Skipley.
Particle Man, Particle Man. A particle can. What's he like? It's not important. Particle man. Is he a dot or is he a speck? When he's underwater, does he get wet? Or does the water get him instead? Nobody knows. Particle man.
Yeah.
Triangle man. Triangle man. Triangle man hates particle man. They have
all right. Wild card Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah. Wildcard Wednesday continues. Tim requested They Might Be Giants, Particle Man. I always think about whenever I hear They Might Be Giants or somebody mentions They Might Be Giants, because, you know, that comes up so often. It always reminds me of this bit that one of the actors in my play Vinyl Shop did, Jerry Halava, who's so great in the show. they're talking about the best. They're about to do the list of the best jukeboxes in the city. And he goes, "Oh, I like the jukebox at whatever bar it is because they've got They Might Be Giants on the jukebox. They're good because they sing those happy go lucky songs that rhyme." That was he improvised that one time. They sing those happy go lucky songs that rhyme. That was his description of They Might Be Giants, and he's right. All right, Is Skip Skipley out of retirement?
I am.
Skip Skipley is out of retirement, everybody.
You don't sound too happy about it.
Every time I think I'm out.
Yeah, they pull you right back in. All right, we are in the middle of our pop-up video contest here, challenge. It is 3-3, a tie between Esmeralda and myself.
And we have two more questions about
Betty Davis eyes. Betty Davis eyes. Yes. Okay.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened?
Who wrote the 1984 novel Mistral's Daughter?
Wait, that's not multiple choice?
It's not multiple choice. Goodness. Carney was, but not this one.
What's the name of the book?
Mistral's Daughter.
Mistral's Daughter?
Mistral's Daughter, in honor of the new Mistral's question from West Side.
I can't believe this isn't multiple choice. Do you know what is wrong?
No. No, I don't.
Carmack McCarthy.
Judith Krantz.
Okay, I would have
her. No, I don't.
She was a romance-like novelist writer. Why would she be on the... Oh, because the other question was related to the... Okay.
New Christie Mistress, yes.
All right.
Esmeralda, this is a multiple choice.
Oh, sure.
Which of the following did not sing on We Are the World? A, Freddie Mercury. B, Dan Aykroyd. C, Lindsey Buckingham. D, Huey Lewis. A, Freddie Mercury.
Lindsey Buckingham.
That is incorrect.
Freddie.
Oh.
Yeah. Because they try to throw you off by putting stupid Dan Aykroyd
in
there.
No, I knew he was.
Yeah, I know, because everybody knows that, because it's like, what the hell is Dan Aykroyd doing in there?
He's in the corner.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're still tied at three, so that was those last questions threw us a little bit, Esmeralda.
A little bit.
All right. Skip Skipley, very angry to be out of retirement. we got a new card?
Florida's nice this time of year. Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody.
God, I am not going to do well.
So
you have to sing this, right?
Yes, okay. Yes, please, Miss Leon.
Okay. All right. Why are they always the high-pitched ones? I can't.
Don't worry about the pitch. Just...
I know, but again,
Dave Bennett is
waking people up and... The cats come out.
That's right.
From
the cats
alley.
Are going to come out from the alley. That's right.
All right. Oh, I want to dance with somebody. I want to feel the heat with somebody. Oh, I want to dance with somebody. With somebody who loves me. Oh, I want to dance. Oh, okay.
Wow, that was good.
Yeah, wow.
That was very
really
good.
Really got into it.
That was really good.
You got it.
How many alarms went off at 4:37? Right? What the hell is going on?
Dogs
that was
freaked
good.
Out. We're like, well.
That was good. That was, I think, the best one rendition. You've ever done. Yeah. I think.
People thought their houses were on fire.
No, I think people thought that Whitney Houston is back to life.
Yeah. Yeah, no. She's in that coffin.
All right.
That's what that was.
So there you go. There's Esmeralda to get one there. Okay. I'm not going to do well on this card. I guarantee you.
Then this is a ridiculous question. Right. What revolutionary, quote unquote, revolutionary color is Whitney Houston's dress in this video? What revolutionary color dress is her dress?
I couldn't even. I'm going to get revolutionary?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Red.
That is correct.
Is it red?
I don't know.
I thought it was purple.
Yeah. Huh. I would have said it's a change.
It was either, okay, revolutionary was the reason I said red.
Right.
But it could have been purple because Prince and the Revolution.
Oh. Hmm.
So it could have been.
Well, I'm just thinking the video.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't care. Every time that video came on, I changed the damn channel. I don't know. Okay.
Esmeralda.
Yes.
What bad boy did Whitney Houston marry in 1992?
Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown. My husband, Bobby Brown. I love my husband. I love you, Bobby Brown. You ever see Being Bobby Brown, the reality show? It was the greatest. That was the greatest
yes,
show ever in the history of anything. Okay. What's next?
Whitney Houston starred in a TV version of Cinderella with what teen pop diva?
That's not multiple choice?
That is not multiple choice.
I know this one.
That was... Wait, so she starred in it. It was what now in the who?
So there was a TV movie version of Cinderella.
Cinderella, okay. She played the godmother?
I would assume.
Brandy.
Unbelievable.
What?
Is it?
You are correct.
Okay. I was just thinking that it would make sense.
Yeah, it's either Brandy or Monica. So,
and they're fighting over the same guy, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
All right. Okay.
Esmeralda, we are in the extra credit portions of things.
Oh.
Dancing with Myself was a hit for what singer?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Hold on. I can see his dumb face. Billy Idol.
That
is correct.
See his dumb face. My face isn't dumb.
Did they have eyes?
They without one. He had eyes, but he didn't have his dumb face. Eyes without a dumb face, I believe, is actually the name of that song. Okay.
Julia, this is multiple choice, but I don't think you'll need it.
All righty.
Which of these actors appeared in the Poseidon Adventure? A, Red Skelton. B, Red Rodney. C, Red Buttons. Or D, Red Grooms.
Wait a minute. Wait. Which one did appear?
Yes.
Red Buttons.
That is correct.
Okay.
Oh, man. I thought that was going to be one of those Who Wants to Be a Millionaire questions where they're like, what color is the sky?
Yeah.
Green?
Yeah.
Purple? Blue?
So that's coming off of, I would imagine that's coming off of the dress question.
Correct.
I know that Red Buttons was that actual man.
Yeah. Never got a dinner.
All right.
He never got a dinner.
Wow.
Never heard of Red Buttons, huh?
No.
He never got a dinner.
No, I was going to go with Skelton.
He's a real guy.
Well, no, I know.
Yeah. But you don't know Red Buttons?
No, I do not
He never got a dinner.
Oh, wow.
People in their 50s know what I'm talking about when I say he never got a dinner. All right.
Another person named Bobby Brown held which of these high-ranking positions? A, American League president. B, CEO of Time Warner. C, Admiral of the U.S. Navy. Or D, Mayor of Chicago.
How awful would it be if I... Oh, my gosh.
Now, if it were acting Mayor Eugene Sawyer, we...
I would be run out of town if I...
American League president, CEO of Time Warner, Admiral of the U.S. Navy, or obviously not D, Mayor of Chicago.
I'm going to go with the Admiral.
That is incorrect. He was the American League president.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's just the American
League.
What
is that? Yeah.
Just the American League. They suck. They have a designated hitter. Don't worry about it. All right.
Mr. DiGilio.
What happened now?
In what city is the Whitney Museum of American Art located?
I'm sorry. I honestly thought.
A Whitney Houston.
There's
Museum?
A Whitney Houston Museum. I'm going to say Houston.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
New York City.
New York City. Okay. I thought maybe they were trying to be clever and say, oh, it was in Houston, boink, you know, and then it would pop up. Okay. I should have known that. I'm an idiot. Okay, next.
Calling back to the origins of Wild Card Wednesday, our next song, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Okay, it's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. I think we get, who?
It's you.
It's me?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wake me up. Before you go-go, don't leave me hanging on like a yo-yo. Wake me up before you go-go now and keep me dancing all through the night.
Oh, how do you not know all the
I
words?
I know the words. All right, there you go.
Esmeralda, what is written on George's shirt? Two words are written on George's shirt. What are they?
Is it go-go?
No, it's not go-go.
Ooh. Choose life is
choose
the
life, yeah.
Ah, I knew it was something life, but I for some reason thought it was save life. That's my misheard lyric. Because they say that, don't they? They say choose life, I'm assuming.
No.
They don't?
I don't think the word
no, like choose... in the chorus?
I don't think they say choose, no.
Or not in the chorus, but like the background.
In a verse? Or something?
Yeah. Like no. All right. Then.
Choose Life was like a. Choose Life was the very popular oversized sort of Frankie Goes to Hollywood t-shirts.
Right.
That's the only reason he's wearing it. I don't think it's.
No, but wasn't there? There was. All right.
I don't think there's a connection. The guy, you guys going to ask what color neon gloves he's wearing in the video? Fingerless gloves?
Oh.
That video rules. Pink. Okay. Yeah, I believe you're right. I think it's hot pink. Yeah. All right, we got a break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll come back with more of the pop-up video with your, well, he's retired. I don't know where he is. He's boarding a plane to Miami right now. Skip Skipley. Okay. Wild Card Wednesday it is, definitely. Gentle Giant. 262 area code requested some Gentle Giant peeled paint.
What?
Yeah!
What is that?
I don't think you're going to get any Gentle Giant questions in the pop-up video.
No, thank goodness.
No. All right, we are back, and the score is 7 for Nick, 6 for Esmeralda in the latest battle for the pop-up video. Very close. Skip Skipley is back. Skip Skipley was retired.
Right.
But you're back.
I'm back.
You think you would get a replacement.
No, we pulled him back
so
in.
He's so great.
That's right.
Thanks,
Nobody
Esmeralda.
Can replace Skip Skipley.
Exactly.
All right. Whose question is it?
This would be yours, Mr. DiCaprio.
Mine. Oh, man.
I don't even know why I'm giving you this, but what was George's partner's name in Wham?
Andrew Ridgely.
That is correct.
Yeah.
See, and in Keanu, man, there was this Ridgely dude. He was with him. Never heard from him again. Ridgely. They just keep referring to him as Ridgely. They never say Andrew Ridgely in Keanu. They just keep referring to him as Ridgely.
Oh.
Okay.
Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. What is written on the backup singer shirts?
What? Come on.
That's not multiple choice.
That is not multiple choice.
Oh. Wake up. I have no idea.
Skipper.
Oh, better not be choose life again.
Skip Skipperly cannot be biased, even though Esmeralda was very kind to him a minute ago. But he would suggest she just go back to a previous answer.
Oh, is it choose life?
Nope.
Oh, well, then.
Go go.
Oh, yeah. God.
Go go.
Come on. Bobby Brown. Okay.
All right. We are in the extra credit portion of things. Here we go.
Yeah.
Enchantment Under the Sea is the name of the dance in what movie?
Back to the Future.
That is correct.
Come on.
What does that have to do with Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go?
That's a good question. What would be the connection between the Enchantment Under the Sea dance and Back to the Future? And what would be same year? The movie came out in 85. The song came out in 85. That's the only thing I can think of. Only thing I can think of.
Texters, if you have another thought.
If you have another thought as to why there's a Back to the Future Enchantment Under the Sea question connected with Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Esmeralda, mm-hmm. This is multiple choice. What did Sideshow Bob write on his chest while in prison? A, kill Krusty. B, murder machine. C, die Bart die. Or should I say the Bart the. D, clowns for progress.
Die, Bart, die.
Die, Bart, die.
There you go. All right. I can't believe that was multiple choice, but the T-shirts were weren't. Do you know what I mean?
I just love, and the backup singers. What were there? She's like, yeah. What?
And what does that have to do with Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go?
Let's see.
And the guy who cleaned the set later.
What is Sideshow
that,
Bob?
That one, that related to the question of what was on George's shirt.
Oh, okay.
So I guess.
Yeah. That's okay. What was on.
Still weird.
Written on right. Just, actor Nicolas Cage made his film debut in Fast Times at Ridgemont High under what given name?
Nicholas Coppola.
Nicholas Coppola is correct.
Oh, boy. All right. Is that it for that one?
No, I'm just trying to figure out how that ties into Andrew Ridgely.
How does that tie into Andrew Ridgely?
Oh, because George Michael changed his name.
Yeah, because he's got a very long Greek name.
Right.
And I can't remember what it is.
Yeah, it's like...
It's a very long Greek name.
Yeah.
Andre would know it. And Dean would know it too. Andre and Dean, they would know that question. It wouldn't be fair if
Esmeralda, this is a multiple choice. What are the Go-Go's wearing on the cover of their Beauty and the Beat album?
Towels.
That is correct.
That's a good question.
That is a good question.
And that obviously had something to do with what the
Go-Go
Go-Go. Go, go, see, go, go. Okay.
Yes. We would like to thank Texter from 312 who suggested the dad's name from Back to the Future was George.
Oh, me.
That's George true. McFly. George McFly. McFly! Okay. We got a new card here?
We do have a new card.
All right, here we go.
Ace of Base, the sign.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay, wait, does that mean?
You. That yeah. is you.
Yes!
She's very excited about it. You're going to kill me on this one. You are going to kill me. Okay.
I saw the sign, and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign, living without you. Something, something, something. That's it.
Nice. I thought you were going to go with life is demanding, but you went the other route.
Yeah, I couldn't remember.
Yeah. I like it.
God. All right. I'm just going to fail miserably on this one. Another song that I can't stand. I changed it every time.
This song is so good. Jam.
Oh.
Jam. Big in eighth grade.
Yeah. What?
What? Me too. What Egyptian symbol of enduring life appears in this video?
What?
This Egyptian symbol of enduring life appears in the video.
Am I supposed to draw it?
You're supposed to. What it's
what
referred
it?
To. Do we have any Egyptians on staff? Do you want to call them?
Infinity.
Ankh. A-N-K-H.
Okay, that's good.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah. All right, that's a good question. That's great.
That thing.
I turn the damn video off every single time.
Yeah, but that sign is that thing that people wear, like that necklace.
Okay. I don't know. All right. I trust you. I have the slightest idea. Okay, go ahead.
Esmeralda.
Yeah.
Where... answering for
no,
it?
No, go ahead.
Where is the band's homeland?
Oh,
I know this.
No, well, okay, it's Sweden.
That is correct.
Yeah. Well, because for a second I'm like, wait, maybe.
No,
it's
they kept
Norway.
Referring to him as they kept referring to him as the '80s or the '90s ABBA.
Right, but then I was like, maybe they're from Norway.
Okay.
Or Switzerland. The Netherlands.
Mr. Jigilio.
What happened with me now?
How many of the four band members
God.
Are actual siblings?
Three.
Man. You are correct.
Oh, all right.
What?
It was a guess. How am I going to know that?
That is a trick question.
None.
Yeah.
And they're Polish. All right.
We are in the extra credit portion of things.
Oh.
Esmeralda, this is multiple choice. What traffic-related item did J.P. Knight invent in 1868? A, the traffic light. B, the stop sign. C, gas, food, and lodging. D, railroad crossing.
What was the question?
What did J.P. Knight invent in 1868? The traffic light, the stop sign, gas, food, and lodging, or the railroad crossing?
Railroad crossing.
That is incorrect.
It's got to be stop sign, right?
Nope.
Because it's I saw the sign, no?
Traffic light.
Traffic light, okay.
Really? In 18 whatever?
1868.
I was hoping there was a clue in his name.
They had to have a guy come
That's
out.
That's why I asked
They had to have a guy come out and
again.
Light a red light. Yeah. It was a guy that stood on a ladder next to it and light and lit it up with the gas, red gas. Okay. What do we have?
Mr. DiGilio.
What?
Capital H, little g. Is the symbol for what element?
Oh, man.
A, potassium. B, hydrogen. C, lead. D, mercury. Hg is the symbol for what element? Potassium, hydrogen, lead, or mercury.
What are you, Jeff Foxworthy now? What is this?
Wait, what does that
That's
mean?
That's smarter than a third grader or whatever the hell it is.
It's the sun.
Hydrogen.
That is incorrect.
What is it?
Mercury.
I wouldn't have gotten that. Wouldn't have gotten that in 50 years.
All right, running low on time
here.
Here
we go.
So, Esmeralda, this is also multiple choice. Swedish currency is known as what? A, the marka. B, the crown. C, the krona. D, the forint. Marka, crown, krona.
Krona?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Look at that. Wow.
We are tied at 11.
Andy Herman's ears are burning because after Chrissy left Three's Company, who were the next two roommates?
What?
After Chrissy left Three's Company, who were the next two roommates?
Yeah.
There was two more?
Terry and, God, what was Jenny Lee Harrison's name? Oh, man, what was her name? Terry and Andy Herman is punching his radio right now. Terry and Terry and Julie.
Cindy.
Okay.
Which one was the nurse, Terry?
Terry. Yeah. All right. Well, that's it. We're out of time.
Yeah.
It's a tie.
Oh. Wait, but you answered that wrong.
Yeah, and it doesn't count against what I got right.
Aww.